Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Man, today is about the thing called the creepy line that the CEO of Google, former CEO, now Alphabet, Eric Schmidt, which is really the same thing.
Sure.
Of Alphabet owns Google, owns YouTube, owns...
They own a lot.
A lot.
They own a lot.
DeepThink. I think they have a DeepThink.
Yes, and lots of AI.
Yeah, artificial intelligence. A lot of different things they're gathering together. And and it's called the creepy line today because that's the words that, you know, Eric Schmidt used.
And yeah, in fact, we have the direct quote, actually, too.
Yeah, what is the direct quote? He's in a meeting. He's talking about, well, how far are you going to go?
Correct.
Yeah, okay, some context here. How far are you going to go in regards to, you know, when you go online and you're searching for something using a Google search engine, or you're in YouTube looking at different videos and different things like that, or you're, you know, the second biggest search engine in the world is YouTube. The first is Google.
Yeah.
And, of course, Facebook's in there somewhere, I guess. I don't know. Regards to search engine. But the thing is that it's like, you know, when we pass away, even though you live, have an eternal life, your existence here on earth stops in regards to whether you wrote a book, whether you did some television shows, that lasts.
Yeah.
But the thing about technology is, outside of some sort of EMP going, it remembers everything you did in the next generation and the next generation. So it's ever learning, ever stacking. It's knowledge, not wisdom. That's a pretty powerful thing. So the question is like, how far do you go with your policies and what you do with our information? And what did Eric Schmidt say?
Well, we have an image for it. I'll read it right here for you.
Okay.
There's what I call the creepy line.
This is Eric Schmidt.
This is Eric
Schmidt.
Former
CEO of Google.
Former executive chairman of Google. There's what I call the creepy line. And the Google policy about a lot of these things is to get right up to the creepy line, but not cross it. So this is actually... It was quoted as a code of conduct.
Right.
So get right up to the creepy line, but not cross it. The question is, what's the definition of the creepy line? Because line
very
is different for different people.
Right.
But there's a new movie actually called The Creepy Line. It's a documentary.
A movie.
Documentary.
Is it called?
The Creepy Line.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
There's a movie lined up with what? Getting an understanding of what is the creepy line? How does Google...
In fact, it's how Google and Facebook exploit your privacy.
Exploit or export?
Exploit. Exploit your privacy and control what you see.
Do they have a trailer?
They do. In fact, let's take a look at it right now. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. Amazing.
Yes, you can find more information at thecreepyline.com.
What?
More information about this movie. At thecreepyline.com. That's the name of the website.
Who would ever thought? I mean, we're getting close.
Yeah,
I think about, you know, Revelations, where he talks about the 12 or 13. He's like, you cannot buy or sell. It's like a beast economy.
Beast economy.
You cannot buy or sell without having permission, which is identified by a mark of the beast.
Yeah.
And we're getting so close to that. We're there now. Is the buy-in. Who's going to get the buy-in there?
Sure.
As a matter of fact, when I think about... You know, can you put that? We want to see this. This is Revelations chapter 12, isn't it? Revelation chapter 12?
Yeah. Revelation 3, 15 through 17. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name, 666.
And so it's so important to understand this whole thing is unfolding to where, you know, you cannot buy or sell without having this technology. And we're on the edge of how much permission are we going to give? By the way, that's the definition of the creepy line right there. When you cannot buy or sell, and we are right up to that date, even right now at this very moment.
Absolutely.
Right?
In fact, this is what they say about the movie. The creepy line reveals the stunning degree to which society is manipulated by Google and Facebook and blows the lid off of the remarkable, subtle, hence powerful manner in which they do it. The creepy line is the title culled from the words of former Google CEO Eric Schmidt when during a 2010 interview he explained Google's code of conduct. The Google policy on a lot of things is to get right up to the creepy line and not cross it. But Dr. Epstein, who's interviewed in this movie, says that Google crosses this creepy line every single day.
And the big thing is like defining what it is.
Yeah.
And I doubt very seriously that Eric was thinking evil as much as like, this is a great opportunity. We gathered this data. We can really help some people out. As a matter of fact, we can work differently. Technology can do it better. I mean, they have a technology right now that the computer can diagnose you better than the physical doctor.
Yeah, and it's probably creepy too, because all of the privacy, these are private things that are available to anyone who works at these companies. So it's an important thing.
Well, I know folks are going to break, but understand this, that men who don't know God are scared to die.
Yeah, they are.
They're fear death. And as long as you fear death, you're going to say, well, I want the computer to figure out why I might die.
Mm.
I want to find the fountain of youth. And we're going to go to break, but we're going to come back with more of understanding this. But understand this, if you have a fear of death, it's because you don't know God.
That's good. Wow.
It's true.
Yeah.
This is all about men and their fountain of youth. Any moment I could die, it's going to be all over. It's not going to be all over. It's eternity for all of us. The question is, will your eternity be with God through his son, Jesus Christ? And we made that decision. Well, you can find out details at meetmyfather.org. You can know where you're going to go despite any of this technology and things going on. That's why we can talk about it with such peace. We're just letting you know what's happening. It's unfolding. It's prophesied by thousands of years ago, and now it's happening today. We're talking about what Eric Schmidt said about his company is they want to get close to the creepy line and not go over. And we're finding out that they're crossing it according to what?
Dr. Epstein. And in fact, what this creepy line is all about, it's all about your privacy. You know, we have a constitution. It's about your privacy.
What?
Privacy.
Is there privacy anymore?
Yeah, I don't know.
And this is important when you're thinking about that. We have this thing called the United States Constitution.
No.
Which is the founding documents, you know, that you have the Declaration of Independence, which is 27 reasons why we separated ourselves
not
from
just
the king.
One.
And then after the fall for the American Revolution, we had a constitution. And in that constitution, because they're coming out from under a king, they we have to set up some standards to make sure that we don't get controlled like that. Again, it was evil what would happen under the king. And so what you have is the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. First Amendment is the right to be able to worship freely, freedom of the press. Second Amendment is the right to bear arms. Why? So a king or government can't take you over again.
That's right.
But the Fourth Amendment is so important, because the Fourth Amendment, think about this, all this information, we used to have our information on paperwork.
Yeah.
You know, you'd write a deed on paperwork, you would do your
report
cards on paperwork, you would do everything on paper. How strange this generation.
Yeah.
And so it reflects that definition. But the truth is, paperwork today is digital paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
But look, it said that the Constitution, the Fourth Amendment says you cannot mess with your paperwork unless you give them permission. And then they have to swear before a judge that what they're doing and coming after your information fits with a particular possibility you committed a crime. John, read the Fourth Amendment to us.
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
This is so important, because they have this thing called the FISA court now. It's a secret court, and somebody supposedly goes down there and secretly presents information to them. They secretly raise their hand and swear to what that information that's being delivered.
Six judges.
You know, six secret judges, and we found out that they've been not telling truths with that. But the truth is, people are not going that far anymore.
No.
Because the information now is in a data form that when you have these, and I saw a panel that was the people who write and develop this, you know, read before you accept our policies.
Sure.
They know the majority of people never read that stuff. You know me, I read it, and it does not good. What they're basically saying, it'd be real simple for Americans. It just needs to say, do you surrender your Fourth Amendment rights? If you use our product, we have the right to search your data and do anything we want to it. Mm-hmm. And if the law enforcement shows up and they ask us for it, we're going to give it to them, even if it's not a right intention.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I think about that, I'm thinking about this in the context of what's going on. We have to update our understanding that our paperwork now is digital paperwork, and what companies are asking to, we want to swim into your personal paperwork, and we want to go as far as we can on the creepy line and stop. The question is, shouldn't you actually have a warrant to even come anywhere near the data
a firewall that, that prohibits that.
Way before creepy.
Sure, right? Absolutely. Yeah. And that it's and this is just Facebook and Google, but you need to be protected also from the government. I mean, about the government looking at your property. There used to be a 1984 Electronic Communications Act. People that had all these free emails, Google and Juno, if you remember that from back in the day, Yahoo emails. That law said that basically if you had any emails abandoned 6 months, that it was free game. They didn't even need a search warrant. Right. So this is outdated material because they never expected people to keep all this content for so long period of a time.
And this is the reality. Even Jesus told us very specifically that nothing that you whisper in the dark, nothing you, it's all going to be shouted from the rooftop. So,
so act that way.
The question is, or begin to act that way and realize this, that everyone's sinned, everyone's fallen short of the glory of God, but understand this, you have a limited amount of time to exercise the freedom we have to be able to reach the world. I mean, that's what launched us. When God spoke to me specifically about launching VFN television, VFN KB, you know, was about to get out there and let you know there's some very important thing. You need to be prepared for what's happening, not get yourself all, you know, in the fort somewhere with some beans and you realize that you got to tell as many people as possible before the lockdown happens and all of a sudden they realize the only way we're going to be able to try to stop God, to stop these people who keep talking about there's one way for eternal life, that God will forgive you of your sins, that this is morally correct, this is morally wrong, you know, because they're trying to redefine all that, and that we all need a savior, is to begin to shut off the people that are saved. It happened with the disciples. They tried to do Jesus. They're trying to push him over a cliff.
Well, look, they're doing it right now in China with Sesame Credit. They have a social media similar to Facebook that actually rates their citizens, and I believe it's about to go live 2020.
Yes.
And so how close are we to that?
Well, actually, it's going to be mandated in 2020.
Go figure.
Mandated 1.3 billion
folks. People under control of continual surveillance.
Of you.
Yeah, and giving them a score to see how loyal of a citizen that is.
And the score will give you, you know,
access to things.
Access to a mortgage, to buy a house, to get a job, to go to school.
And almost sounds like the mark of the beast, doesn't it?
Yes, and then they rate you, your friends. So your friends start rejecting you if they want a higher chance, if you're actually a truth speaker. And you'll probably go to the re-education camps because they have those right now.
Well, do you know that Facebook it actually gives, allegedly, people a credibility score?
Yeah.
They actually score individuals on Facebook, whether they're credible or they have any type of influence. But this is what they say about the creepy line.
Okay.
It takes the conversation about data privacy and control further than ever before by examining what Google and Facebook do once a controller uses that data. Once they lose control, what do they do with that? Not only is this data sold to the highest bidder, but it is used to mold, massage, and manipulate the public's consciousness while influencing opinion of a vast scale, all with the goal of transforming society to their worldview.
And of course, some of their viewpoints now, they're saying, since they got confronted by Congress, they were changing some of those policies. Mm-hmm. But their whole model for Facebook is based on marketing your information, your data, your papers, versus, for example, we're going to talk about Apple in a little bit, and they don't market your data,
absolutely,
supposedly.
Yeah.
And that at some point, they got to change their model, or we're going to make money off of, you know, you can't get nothing. There's nothing's for free.
Well, there is. The tech industry says that they have a saying that if it's free, the product is free, then you're the product.
You're the product.
So if you got a free email account or anything electronically free, you are the product because they're using your patterns, your behaviors, what you click on to sell to somebody else.
John, talk to us, man. What is the information that Facebook has on those that are in faith? What, 2 billion folks on there?
2 billion folks. This is interesting.
So if you're on Facebook, this is, or your family's on Facebook, this is what they have. Go ahead.
4774. This is amazing. One of the things they have is facial recognition. Facebook's,
what?
Yes. Facebook's facial recognition algorithm knows what you look like and can find photos or videos uploaded to their site.
Well, people say, I don't have a camera on my computer. They don't understand. It's your images of you that got loaded up.
It's the pictures that your friend put on there that you know nothing about. You know when you're at a party,
thanks,
someone's taking
Jimmy.
Pictures of you?
Yes,
yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
I wanted to be on Facebook. The second thing they know is about me data. Facebook uses data you put in when you created your account, like where do you work, your education, your hometown, your gender, your birthday. The other things is links you have clicked. Yes, Facebook shows you stories and ads based on the things you've clicked while using Facebook, and they share that data with advertisers.
Somebody once says, you show me 3 clicks, I can tell you this. You show me 5 clicks, I can tell you this. And 10 clicks, I can tell you everything about you, your family, wow, your business, your work, and everything.
Yeah. $47.75.
Yeah.
The other thing is your friends and family. Facebook knows who you're connected to and how. They use this information to create lookalike models to predict how others like you think.
All right.
They know about your politics. Facebook tracks your interactions with political content and scores you politically based on your engagements, and they know about your influence. Facebook's algorithms score you based on how likely you are to influence others and recently let slip, even though they have you consider your credibility.
So the only one that knows that much about you outside of Facebook is God.
Exactly.
So what does Google know?
All right, let's go to Google. Now, what Google knows, everywhere you've been. Google tracks your location history, keeps a log of everywhere you've been.
You mean Google Maps is not free, they're tracking you.
Yes.
<Okay.
laughs> Where you've accessed their services. Extra creepy, if you have an Android device, it's always with you.
Always.
About me data. Google uses data you put in when you made your account, like your work, education, hometown, gender, birthday, and many other Google services require phone and number, addresses, and more. I mean, look at all these devices now. Google, tell me this, tell me that. Links you've clicked. Google uses click tracking to determine what is interesting to you. They track every click that you can use to build a profile on you to determine your preferences and your interests. So they're built, every time you click on something, you're letting them know bit by bit more and more and more about how you think.
The only one who knows this much stuff about you outside of, probably you don't even know this much about is God.
Is God.
Okay.
Websites you visit.
This is Google, more information.
This is Google. This is off of thecreepyline.com. Google offers you a free analytics tool for your webmasters that allow them to see their website traffic.
Problem, who's coming, who's going, how long they're staying,
right,
and all that.
Yeah. Problem is, it shares that information with Google for 74% of all web pages.
Wow.
Yes. Your search history. Google knows everything you've ever searched for. Car, shopping, vacation, planning, medical research, and yes, that too. They know what you've been looking for many times before you even do.
Wow.
And they don't forget. And last but not least, your email. Google introduced free email service, Gmail, that is used by 44% of Americans. Problem is that they're reading your emails. And this includes emails you send to other Gmail users, even if you don't use their service.
There's so much stuff we want to talk about. We're coming out of time here, but understand this. Remember what Revelation said. Let's go back and look at Revelation one more time.
Yes.
Revelation
13. 15 through 17, I believe. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads so that they could not
buy or sell
unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name, 666.
And the mark would be on their hand or their facial forehead. Recognition.
Oof. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
We're there.
You know, and the thing about it is, like, who is the one in charge?
Yeah.
And so when they start talking about your data, put that word, replace it with paperwork, go to the Fourth Amendment and realize they're saying, we want to be able to, how creepy we want to get with your personal information. And the founding fathers realized King John and the other kings before that, you know, they actually got real creepy with it because they literally, if you died, I can't talk about too much of the stuff.
We're going to say, listen, too, I mean, many of us use Facebook.
Yeah.
You can use it for good or for bad,
yes.
Google as well. So it's what people are doing with that data.
It is true. I mean, this is the platform that we're communicating on, the roads that we're using to travel places, the planes that we're using to fly places. The question is, does it need to be regulated, which some people are doing, like a European Union's doing,
California
just did it, or does it need to be broken up like Bell South was originally? Maybe it's a monopoly, and it needs to just be different components.
More competition.
And then they compete against each other, and they realize, like, we will treat you more respectful with your data. And there's a big chance for that, you know, coming from, you know, being free in America, we're all about competition more than we are about regulation.
In fact, Diamond and Silk are trying to start their own, I believe, social media platform.
They're two ladies in America.
Yes,
that
two ladies that are conservatives, and they're trying to build a platform.
Well, I think it's because they were being censored.
Absolutely.
They were being, you know, shut down. That happens quite a bit. You know, some of you don't get to see some of our content because they decide what can be shown and what's not being shown. But you can always go to vfnkb.com and see everything
that we
have to offer to make sure and find out what you're missing or not missing. Go there and sign up, and we'll be in communication with you all the time and understanding that. But we're here, and we're coming to an end. But listen, what are your comments? We're going to make so much more available to you. We couldn't get it all in on this program on the torch at vfnkb.com. You got to go there because you're going to hear from Eric Schmidt Moore. You're going to hear from Tim Cook, who is president now of Apple. Apple's probably your safer technology of all the different technologies right now because he's really, even overseas, but this is difficult. He's still in China.
So this is true.
If you're in China, you have to surrender, based on our knowledge, you have to surrender your company over
intellectual
there.
Intellectual property, all that stuff.
Which is like 1.3 billion people on the face. I'm sure India is probably kind of like that, close to maybe.
You're also going to find on the Torch a poll from the Pew Research that lets you other Americans share how they feel about their privacy. I believe 91% don't trust their information.
Yeah, and a lot of times people are worried about people hacking their stuff, but the question is who's actually you automatically just giving your stuff to.
That's right.
The biggest thing you want to do is just know God. This day was coming before paper was even created. I mean, this day was coming before computers were created or technology. And God knew this day. He knew that that's why he was prophesied about when the Apostle John wrote that out when he was on the Isle of Patmos. The question is, where are you in God? And you can make that decision today to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. We did that, and you can find out the details at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. Listen, comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from you. This is exciting days. This means our Lord is soon to return. I want to pray with you before we go. Father God, we just pray a blessing over our audience. Lord, give us wisdom for this day. You even said in that particular part of Revelation that requires wisdom. Give us the wisdom that we need in this day, we pray. And dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.